Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, I just got back from the Goat Farm Mastermind, aka Dream 100 Con. And let me tell you, this event was seriously phenomenal. Oh my gosh, I cannot believe how much fun this event was. So one of the themes that kept coming up over this event was, really, obviously it was about your Dream 100. And that means connecting with and reaching out to people who are dream people to offer your services to, people to connect you with others, people who can share your offers or services with their audience. But there was a theme that was underlying throughout the whole event with all the speakers, and it was so fascinating to watch. And one of the things that was coming up over and over and over again was excellence in marketing and how essential excellence in marketing really is. And it kind of surprised me a little bit because I didn't think that that was going to come up, and I just missed my exit. So that's cool. don't drive and podcast, people. That's what they don't tell you. Okay, but excellence in marketing keeps coming up over and over and over again. And I remember, like, the first 2 years of being a social media manager, how it was like there was part of me that was just doing what I had to do to get results and trying my best to make things work and taking on clients that weren't the right fit and not knowing if I could get people results. And I just remember that was a really, really exhausting way to live. And you might be there too. You might be experiencing that and feeling like, ugh, why can't I deliver excellence? Why can't I deliver greatness? Like, I want people to say, like, I blew their business up or I helped them. And it's really interesting because over the last few years, I've been on this pursuit of discovering what great marketing is. What is excellence in marketing? And I had the privilege once again of seeing my mentor, Russell Brunson, speaking at Dream 100 Con. Not just that, I got to spend some time talking to him, which he's one of my favorite human beings on the planet because he has done something, well, for two reasons. Number one, because he is seriously an amazing, amazing, genuine person. He is who he seems like he is. He's kind, he's fun, he's just very humble. I really, really enjoy, like, getting to know him more. But the second thing that I walked away with was watching him as he masters marketing. He is truly a master. And there's something so powerful about mastery. When you watch it, it's mesmerizing. It's like watching LeBron James on the court. It's like watching, you know, having the ability to watch Jackson Pollock paint a beautiful piece, you know, and putting his heart into it. It's like watching Ariana Grande, who, by the way, I love. She has mastery over her vocal range. She has mastery over the music that she creates and sings. And it's just, when you watch someone who is not just good or great at what they do, but they've mastered it, it is mesmerizing. It's like a dance. And so I had the privilege of watching Russell, and he was talking about some new things that are happening in marketing, and it just was absolutely entrancing. And so one of the things that I want to remind you is that if you're feeling like, I don't have the results I want, I'm not getting the results I want, I'm so frustrated about it, whatever, remember that it's a journey towards mastery, and it's something that takes a lot of people a long time. And I have been committing myself to this journey of mastery in marketing, and I'm really excited. You know, I've started to see the fruits of that research. I'm starting to see myself feeling more and more confident in the results that I get my clients. But that quest towards mastery is just, it's one of those beautiful, humbling, incredible experiences. And you know, I remember back when I first started, I worked with some clients where if I went to a conference, they would kind of get like oddly jealous and think that I was just doing it for myself and all of that. But one of the things that I love about the clients we work with today is they know that as I pursue mastery, it will do nothing but benefit them and their businesses. And that is the journey that I'm on. And like I said, it's a humbling journey. When you watch masters just sit down, shut up, take notes. That's what I do. I just sit down and I obsessively take notes and I wait for the ahas that come as they speak. And it is my favorite journey without a doubt. And so I guess this would just be a moment of encouragement. If you don't feel like you're getting all the results that you want, don't give up in your pursuit towards mastery, because I'm so excited for the day when I'm like, wow, I can't believe it. Like, I've achieved mastery. And I've started to see those little signs of land happening, and it's one of the greatest feelings in the world. But it doesn't happen without being around greats. It doesn't happen without learning from people who are ahead of me. And I will never give up on this journey. One of the greatest quotes at this event, I'm sorry, I don't remember who the quote was from. I think it was either Russell Brunson or, I'm trying to think who said it, Steven Larson. It might have been Steven, who said, marketers aren't poor. Great marketers aren't poor. And they may have quoted it from somebody else, but great marketers aren't poor. And if they are, they're either not great or they're new. And that was such an amazing encouragement. If you master marketing, you will never be poor. And that is not a joke. Like, that is for real. If you master marketing, you will never be poor. Pretty cool, huh? Well, I'll catch you on the next episode of Social Media Secrets.